Alaskans' opinions remain mixed about plans for new ferries without staterooms, but officials say more comfortable seats and quiet rooms will answer many of the concerns, Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The Marine Highway System is planning several new ferries that will cover short to medium length sailings. Southeast routes could include Lynn Canal, Prince Rupert to Ketchikan, and Sitka to Juneau. What are called Alaska-class ferries could also serve Whittier, Valdez, and Cordova. Officials say nothing is final and plans and cost estimates are still in the works, but they're firm that the ships will not include private passenger cabins. That's been somewhat controversial. Juneau's Patrick Owen serves on the state's Marine Transportation Advisory Board. At a recent meeting, the former ferry employee said he frequently saw the need for staterooms.
We had payoff parties in the fall where sometimes the people would be up 24 hours at these parties, and they would come aboard ship and they needed something to lay down, and these are older people. And a couple times we had to haul them off, and one passed away from that, and another one was in real bad shape.
Officials say the ships will not sail overnight. That makes staterooms a luxury too expensive to include. Ferry Chief Jim Beadle told the group adding cabins would require a larger boat and almost double the staff. He said it could increase operating costs by about $100,000 a week. But Beadle says designers are not ignoring the need. One solution is to develop more comfortable chairs.
These are going to recline a lot further than our present chairs and have footrests on them, we hope, and be pretty darn comfortable so that you can actually go to sleep in them and be comfortable when you do that.
Designers are also planning for what are called quiet rooms. They'll include a bed-sized padded bench and other amenities. But Beadle says they'll not be for general use.
And it won't be, you know, just for somebody that says, I'd like to take a nap, but for somebody fresh out of the hospital or an elderly person or somebody in a cast or somebody with a crying baby, there's all kinds of things that instead of letting them disturb everybody else on board, one of the crew members can open the door and say, here, just have your privacy. When you get things under control or you feel better, then come on out and join us.
Details are not final. But construction manager Robert Eske told the board that plans call for 4 to 6 quiet rooms per vessel. Advisory board members said they wanted to know more about the quiet rooms before the design is finished. Gerald Hope of Sitka says they should not be too frugal.
Our elders would be probably the most common person that would stay. We want to make sure that they're taken care of comfortably.
A third of those responding to a recent survey said they liked the plan. Close to a fifth said it was not a concern. But another fifth did not like the plan, and just under a third said they didn't like it but could accept it. Construction manager Eske says that's enough support.
They may not agree with it. They may not agree with the motion. However, they understand why we're doing it.
Officials have toured the Alaska-class ferry project around port cities, and they say they'll continue to seek input as details firm up. The design is expected to be complete by March 30th of next year. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.